Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Looking for a change? The time might be right.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. The job market is tightening up, and a new survey finds the demand for talent is heating up. The job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says it's to the point now where increased pay, benefit, and job perk offers are becoming commonplace. The firm's latest job market index shows 92%, virtually all of those finding new positions last year, won equivalent or better salaries, benefits, and titles. It's the highest annual percentage in 10 years. Reality TV has gotten a bit too real in Britain these days. Seems the popular show Big Brother has turned too nasty for some viewers and created an international incident of sorts. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is joining us from London with more on this. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bob.
It's hard to believe that just a television program like Big Brother could create an international furor. Tell me what's been going on from the start.
Yes, Celebrity Big Brother, Britain's best-known reality TV show, has caused an absolute furore with questions in the House of Commons, with the producers being burnt in effigy in India, and with economic repercussions in the UK. The sponsor of the show, Car Phone Warehouse, Europe's largest cell phone retailer, has cancelled its $6 million sponsorship.
And how did this all start?
Well, it all started with an exchange within the house between some of the contestants. Very often what happens in this show, I gather, is that the contestants berate each other regularly. But on this occasion, one of the contestants, Shilpa Shetty, came under a torrent of abuse which had racial overtones.
And this actually affected official efforts to boost trade with India?
That's right. The finance chief, Gordon Brown, was on a trip to India at the time, and his trip was completely overshadowed.
Any repercussions for the network, the channel that carries this program?
Yes, the network, Channel 4, is state-owned, and this has raised speculation that the government may now wish to privatize Channel 4 since its remit as a state-owned company is public service, but these incidents are hardly in the highest traditions of public service broadcasting.
It's not like public TV here in America anyway. Thank you, Stephen Beard in London.
Okay, Bob.
Wall Street took a pounding yesterday, with the Nasdaq turning in its worst performance of the new year on disappointing guidance from Apple. The tech-heavy Nasdaq opens trading today at 2,443 after losing 36 points. The Dow finished with a loss of more than 9 points. It opens today at 12,568. The S&P 500 shaved off 4.25 points. This week on the Job Files, we meet a curator of sorts, but the pieces she cares for and displays aren't done on canvas. They're made of denim.
My name is Lynn Downey, and I am the company historian for Levi Strauss & Co. in San Francisco. There are a lot of corporate archivists in the U.S. I just met the archivist for QVC, the TV shopping network. I've always maintained that a business that doesn't have an archive, it's like being a person with amnesia. If you don't know what you did in the past, you can't make sound decisions. I bought a pair of women's jeans from a woman in Georgia. These had been her grandmother's pants. They're from about 1943. She sold them to me, you know, 10 or 11 years ago. And about 4 years ago, she called me and said, "I'm in San Francisco. Can I come and visit grandma's pants?" And those are the moments I love, because these are not just inanimate objects to us. These were owned and loved by people.
That Job Files was reported by Rachel Dornhelm.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com.
Muhammad Ali turned 65 this week, on Wednesday to be specific. That same day, some new snack foods from the Goat Food and Beverage Company hit store shelves in five college towns. Never heard of Goat? The G-O-A-T stands for Greatest of All Time. Ali created the company in conjunction with Mars, the folks who bring us M&Ms. This got our sports commentator, Diana Nyad, thinking about Ali's career in endorsements. Welcome,
Pleasure
Diana.
Pleasure to be here, Bob.
So he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee, and he's the king of everything, it seems, but not the king of endorsements, I guess.
You know, exactly right. It's kind of crazy. As a matter of fact, when I started reading about this Mars deal with the chips and things that are coming out, and I thought, you know, I just can't in my memory, or maybe I'm too young, and I never get to say that anymore, that I don't remember. Maybe he had some bang-up endorsements back in the day with Everlast or somebody. And I started to research and found out that the truth is he is sort of the most underachieving endorser in the history of great sports heroes.
Well, I was under the impression that he really hadn't given up his name, if you will, to endorsements until recently, but that's not the case.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, too. I thought, well, you know, because we always see Ali, he travels to Rwanda with, you know, relief money that he's raised. He went to Cuba a couple of years ago with $1 million worth of medical supplies. He and his wife, Lonnie, support a soup kitchen in Louisville. And these are the types of, shall we say, high-minded, altruistic, you know, sort of things that he lends his likenesses and his name to. And I thought, well, that's why he hasn't had any big endorsements. But the truth is, when I looked into it, he has represented potato chips and cookies. He had a clothing line business. There was a roach trap business he was into. He had a thing called Champ Burgers for a while. All of them abject failures. So it's not that he, you know, as you and I probably thought, and I think most people, not that he never went down the road of endorsements. He just hasn't been very successful at it.
How can somebody be so huge in the minds of his fans and yet not have these endorsements?
Yeah, there was one study I was reading that takes athletes and puts them into the categories of either heroes or celebrities. Nobody hits both of those categories higher than Muhammad Ali.
But now he's sold his name, and it remains to be seen, I guess, whether he will sell snack food, for example.
Yeah, well, supposedly, you know, this deal he made with this company, CKX, was for $50 million. He made it last April so that he could use his name and likeness and market it pretty much in any way they want. It's an open-ended deal. It's 80% of his likeness, so he has 20% of the time he can use it. And supposedly, this year already, they've generated about $7 million. Now, $7 million, you know, let's take a look at Tiger Woods' contracts. Of course, Ali is many, many years retired, can barely speak anymore. So maybe $7 million is not a bad paycheck for a year.
Not a bad return.
Not bad.
Diana Nyad, thank you very much.
Bob Moon, I thank you.
You can take us along when you're on the go. Check out our podcast at marketplace.org. Thanks for listening this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.